Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pipe. So, the collapse of international aviation, the collapse of aviation into chaos. What is going on? Why has this happened? Why has this been allowed to happen? It seems to me fairly obvious that in a society of declining IQ, we are an increasingly overpromoted society. People are doing jobs that they are less and less intelligent, less and less able to do, with the result that more and more things will go wrong. More and more things will go wrong. And in a complex system, which is highly fragile, it just takes one little thing to go wrong for the whole system to unravel. And that is what we saw on Monday. We saw at 8 a.m., it was already known in the UK that there was a problem with their flight registering computer system, where the information was conveyed to air traffic control. It was okay. There was information in the system for a few hours, but by the afternoon, no information could be put into the system automatically. The technology had broken down. The artificial intelligence, if you like, had broken down. And by the end of the day, you had complete and utter mayhem. 1,000 flights grounded, 200 flights cancelled, 200,000 passengers in the wrong place, and all that does for logistics. Now, as we understand it, the cause of this, well, they're not sure yet, but the cause of this was one single French airline incorrectly filing one travel plan. And that was what destroyed everything. One small mistake, presumably by one person, by one individual. And this threw us back to the 1990s within hours, meaning that everything had to be done manually, programmed in manually, which of course slowed everything down to an extent that the airport is no longer built and the whole system is no longer built to be able to deal with. There aren't enough people to be able to input all this stuff manually, and the result is total chaos. Now, this is highly predictable in terms of the kind of research that myself and Michael Woodley of Manee looked at in our book, At Our Wits' End, Why We're Becoming Less Intelligent and What It Means for the Future. If IQ is going down, if we are becoming less intelligent, and we know that we are, we have lost 15 IQ points based on reaction times between 1880 and the year 2000, and there is currently a weak negative correlation between intelligence and how many children you have, and the prevalence of alleles in the population associated with intelligence is in decline. We are becoming less intelligent for genetic reasons, then what you have is more and more people making more and more stupid mistakes. What you also have is intelligent people boiling off and not really breeding, and so therefore an overpromoted society where each generation we become slightly less intelligent. Perhaps we are losing as much as 1 point every decade over the following years. So you get more and more and more little mistakes being made. Now, as a system becomes more complicated, and what we have with our system of air traffic control and so forth is an incredibly complicated technological system, it also becomes much more fragile. And as it becomes more fragile, it becomes more open to things going wrong and more open to little things, tiny little things, as it becomes incredibly complex, destroying the whole system. And as it becomes more fragile, it's becoming more fragile at the exact same time in which people are becoming less and less intelligent. And people, as they become less and less intelligent, are more likely to make mistakes and are more likely, therefore, to undermine and destroy a complex yet fragile system, which then has enormous consequences because so much of the population is reliant on this incredibly complex yet fragile system, and they have stopped using. There's decreasingly a backup. They have got rid of the infrastructure of the less fragile and less complex system, i.e. putting things in manually. It's not like once the technology broke down, they had an army of people on standby that could manually put in the information and keep the system going. No. They'd all been fired 30 years ago, 25 years ago. No, there was not enough people to deal with it. There was no backup, with the result that you end up with total chaos. Now, a lot of people say to me, we don't have to worry about the fall of civilization. Technology will save us. Technology will save us. AI will save us. Well, that's all well and good. But if AI is a technology is a complex system, and that's a fragile system, then ultimately it requires a certain level of intelligence to ensure that, nothing goes wrong in this fragile system, and to ensure that when it does go wrong in this fragile system, then you have highly intelligent IT people that can come in and fix it, and can fix it extremely quickly. But they weren't able to do that. They were floundering. They weren't able to fix it. They didn't know what was going on. They weren't able to fix it. They weren't able to fix it quick enough. You can say, oh, well, technology can fix itself. Well, we're nowhere near that being able to occur yet. We're at the stage in which we have all this complex technology, but ultimately it's not perfect and things can go wrong. And when they do go wrong, because it's so complicated and because it's so fragile, then the consequences are absolutely abysmal and appalling, and we are in a situation where those that would be there to the humans that are needed to maintain the technology are becoming less and less intelligent, such that eventually, of course, they won't be able to maintain the technology, and one day something will go wrong and we won't be able to fix it for such a long time that it will have very serious consequences. The next stage one can imagine is something like this happening again, but in far more serious circumstances and to a far more serious extent, such that international air traffic is grounded for a very long time, such that you end up with planes falling out of the sky and people dying. And once that happens, then, of course, with that level of incompetence, with that, then of course, we lose confidence in air traffic, in air travel, and we move backwards. And that's what civilizations do. That's what happens in the winter of civilization. You have a complex system, which is very, very fragile. You decreasingly have the intelligence to be able to solve the problems that that fragile system, the unpredictable problems that fragile system will inevitably throw up, such that eventually the system either does not work anymore, we just can't sustain it and people stop using it, or we just lose confidence in it. And so we can't sustain it. And so we stop using it. And so we move backwards. We move back to a more primitive level of civilization. And that is what I see as the next step after this, that we lose confidence in air travel, probably because there will be one minor little mistake, just as there was with Concorde. And people can say, oh, well, we were wanting to stop Concorde anyway. It was expensive, whatever. Fine. But it was one little mistake, one individual that put a bit of jagged, wrongly shaped metal on the back of the Airbus that then used the same runway as Concorde. The bit of metal fell off. Concorde went over it at high speed. Concorde was committed to flight. Concorde caught fire. Concorde crashed. It was one mistake by one, probably one individual who was basically over-promoted that caused that. And it's almost certainly one mistake by one over-promoted individual in a context in which we are decreasingly promoting on merit, but that's aside, that caused this. So I would see this as a fascinating portent of what is to come in an IQ of decreasing intelligence quotient, where at the same time everything is becoming more complicated and therefore more fragile. You can expect more and more things to go wrong like this until we lose confidence potentially in air travel. And those that keep writing to me and saying, "Oh, technology will save us. We will go on. Civilization will go on forever." Egg and your face are in alignment.